I enjoyed waking up today to the video you sent me. The video of your drive. It sucks having such a long commute, doesn't it? But it was it was nice, like I could hear the radio in the background and see the signs you were passing. Could see it almost light outside, kind of pink sky. And I think I faintly heard you speaking. I don't know if I was making that up and wishing that it were you speaking to me, saying something I don't know. But it made my day a lot better. I'm feeling better about things. It's funny. I remember a long time ago, I had this sort of litmus test for jobs. And I found that if I found myself crying over a job a certain number of times, that was a good indicator that it was time to leave. But this job, I've just gotten so good at taking the abuse that I numbed myself to it and just didn't let myself cry. I might have come close, but I was able to do the little trick where you clench your jaw because you don't want anyone to see you showing any emotion, you know. I know guys often clench their jaw and they flex that muscle. It's kind of sexy. Do you do that? But the past 2 years have been so hard, and going into that, I feel like I never really got to get a fair chance. I mean, I started that job, then I went through something really tough, you know about it. Something that was so emotionally scarring. And having to deal with something like that in my personal life and be okay to show up to work and get shit done. I did. I still went to work and I still did my stuff on top of dealing with something that was so difficult. And then I'm told, you know, you're not allowed to look like you're going to cry. How do you tell your boss that you're trying to bounce back from something so terrible? It's none of his business. He was lucky I even went in. And that's right when I started. So I gained momentum. I would lose myself in it. And I think what this has all taught me is pay attention to the signs, right? So being around people that make me feel good, talking to people that make me feel good, not feel good about myself, but just their existing makes me feel happy. Knowing that they're around, knowing that they're out there breathing somewhere. I know I've talked about it before. But you make my life better by being in it in any way that you're able to. And I've dealt with, over the years, guys who start out nice and charming and who morph into something else. And maybe they don't mean to, but they end up being very hurtful. And I have to say that you are such a refreshing change from that, because the only time that you and I ever had a disagreement, I remember we talked about it and I was upset and you were upset. But you weren't upset because you were mad at me. You were upset that you upset me. I remember what you said. You told me, "I'm sitting over here, my hands are shaking because I've hurt you." For someone who can be so logical and stoic, I just felt my heart swell for you. Starting that day. Not like I hadn't felt it before, but I mean, you told me that I got in. You told me that you let me in, and I believe you, because this person who was maybe casually interested in getting to know me, you've become someone who I'm just genuinely happy to know. Can I tell you how nice it is when you tell me what you think of me? And it's not about the way I look or my sex appeal. It's about me and my character. You're really one of the only people who does that for me. And it means a lot. Growing up, I struggled, especially in my youth, with feeling like I was only valued for my looks, and it was hard to get over that. And even now, I know people see more in me than that. I'm known for more than that. But when you're pinned and pegged with this one thing, which all women struggle with, it's that we're basically given this label that from birth, that you're not valued unless you're attractive. Someone one time asked me a question and they said, "Do you find that life's easier for you because you're beautiful?" And I didn't know how to answer that. How do you explain to a man who has that sort of logic that from the age of 12, I've been sexually harassed and assaulted, that I have to deal with that, that I have to accept that that is my reality, and that when I speak up about it, I'm met with hate and hostility? I'm such a loving and warm person, and it would be easy for me to be jaded and bitter, but I'm not. I'm not like that. And that's what makes me succeed, is that I don't let that get to me. But how can you explain that to someone? That when you are valued for this one thing, and that's what people see about you, they want to take something from you. It's hard to talk about. And I'm only chipping the surface, and I know you know more because we've spoken about this, but you never made me feel that way. Not once. And regardless of how flirtatious our friendship might have started, whatever we call this friendship, I don't know. I think you know how much I value you. I hope you do. I think that big things are about to happen. And I feel it. I mean, the changes I made after having such a rough day and telling you about that and telling you about what happened today as a result of me taking action and not taking being mistreated anymore. Big things are going to happen, and it helps me to know that you believe in me. Consider me hugging you right now. And there are things I wish I could tell you. Things I wish I could say. And I think you know. I think you know what I can't say. I think you know what I want to say. I think you know exactly what I want to say to you. It doesn't scare me, but at the same time it does. So, I'm going to insert a blank line here, and we can pretend like I said it. And maybe one day I will. I miss you, and you're not even here. How's that possible? Goodbye for now, sweetheart.